Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Come to God and keep walking with Him. I have been so grateful for the insights of Dr. Gary Chapman in his book, The Five Love Languages. I have found this book to be of immense value in helping couples prepare for marriage and in helping married couples get beyond a place where intimacy has become stuck. In short, the five love languages are words of affirmation, quality time, gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. The goal of learning the other person's love language and learning to speak it consistently and fluently is an increased level of intimacy. In the book of Amos, God asks, "Can two people walk together without agreeing on the direction?" Amos chapter 3, verse 3. And speaking the right love language definitely helps people agree. The whole reason we come to God in prayer as a father, as a brother, and as a counselor is so that we can hear Him speaking our love language and we can continue to walk in deeper intimacy with Him. When my then-girlfriend Betsy and I first met, we spent hours and hours getting to know each other. We would ask questions, share stories, and tell things we did and didn't enjoy. This is the epitome of intimate conversation, getting to know the other person's heart as you open up your heart to them as well. I've shared this analogy before, but intimacy grows stale and can eventually disappear altogether if those in a relationship are no longer walking together. It doesn't work if I say, "Betsy, I'm looking forward to spending an hour with you each week," or even if I say, "I'll give you 15 minutes each morning." Instead, our relationship needs to be one of continual walking. It's the same thing for us as Christians. We cannot only give God an hour at a church service on Sunday mornings, nor is intimacy going to increase if I only walk and talk with my Savior for a few minutes in my morning devotions. Walking closely with Him is what God has desired right from the beginning. He walked with Adam and Eve each evening. This phrase, walking with God, is used consistently throughout the Bible of those who had an intimate relationship with their father, brother, and counselor, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, the people of Israel. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8, chapter 6, verse 9, chapter 17, verse 1, chapter 48, verse 15, and Leviticus chapter 26, verse 12. And even as the New Testament era dawns, we read, "And they," Zechariah and Elizabeth, "were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless." Luke chapter 1, verse 6. But I'm especially intrigued by the story of Enoch in Genesis chapter 5, verses 21 to 24. Twice in four short verses, we read, "Enoch walked with God." Remember that verse in Amos? "Can two people walk together without agreeing on the direction?" So Enoch and God had to be in agreement. In fact, that's exactly what we read about Enoch in the book of Hebrews. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 5 and 6. If you've taken Dr. Chapman's love language assessment, you probably found that you were pretty lopsided. Maybe you scored very high in one love language and then barely registered in another. We may be lopsided in our love language skill, but God speaks every language perfectly. Words of affirmation, quality time, gifts, acts of service, physical touch. There are scripture verses that bolster all of those, and I've shared them in the show notes. Dr. Chapman noted that when our love language is being spoken to us sincerely and consistently, our love tank is filled and all of the love languages begin to become more meaningful. Just as God walked with Enoch until the day he brought him home, so he wants to walk with us. Walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you so that you may live and prosper. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 33. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on oath, if you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in obedience to him. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 9. May he turn our hearts to him, to walk in obedience to him and keep the commands. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 58. Blessed are all who fear the Lord and who walk in obedience to him. Psalm chapter 128, verse 1. And this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. As you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love, 2 John verse 6. When we walk in loving intimacy with Him, our intimacy grows deeper and more mature. Sometimes they will say of couples who have been married for a long time and walk in increasingly deeper intimacy with each other, they seem to know each other's thoughts. That's because they know each other's hearts, and that's what God wants to do with us. He did it with Enoch, and He will do that with us too. Jude chapter 1 verse 14, Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3, and Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 19. Enoch walked intimately with God for 365 years. Let us walk intimately with God for 365 days a year, for as many years as He gives us, until God takes us away with Him forever. If you've missed any of the messages in our prayer series called Intimate Conversation, I've shared a link to all of the messages in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.